It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
How would you handle the first kiss after COVID? 404-263-0941, or you can text us 51539. Dating after coronavirus is making things extra awkward. I'm asking this for a friend. My friend, I'm going to call her Tasha, okay? She is divorced and dating again, and she met this guy through mutual friends before all of this pandemic started. They've been texting all throughout. It's been really fun to kind of have a buddy to text with. And they've even had like a few FaceTime chats. And now Tasha and this cute guy she's excited about are going to finally meet up in person. You know, everybody's relaxing a little bit more in Georgia. So they're going to meet up. She's really excited about it. And then she started thinking about the first kiss. And she's like, hold up. What do I do? Do I bring up kissing before the date and just let him know, like, hey, I'm probably not comfortable with that unless we get COVID tested beforehand. And then that's weird to ask you for a COVID test and the first time we're hanging out. Or does she wait and see if he goes in for the kiss and see what happens on the date? But then at that point, is it too late? And how awkward is that to be like, I really want to kiss you, but do you have the Rona? You know, like, so she's like, dating is so awkward anyway. And this whole post-COVID thing is making things extra awkward. Both options are awkward. So what do I do? What would you do in this situation? 51539 is a Jen and Friends text line. And 404-263-0941. Is our number. Maybe you're experiencing this right now. Maybe you've been back out into the world in the last month and you already know what to do. Could you give us some advice here?
You said that they've had a little bit of like FaceTime, a little one-on-one, but this will be the first time they're going to meet up in person?
Yeah, just meeting up in person, just the two of them. Like they just met in a group setting through mutual friends. I was like, you know, like a bunch of people out to dinner or whatever, but it wasn't. Like, that was their first connection, just chatting face-to-face. But then this will be just the two of them, one-on-one.
Right. I mean, is she ready to go in? I mean, is she ready for this?
Yeah, she's really excited. I mean, she's been trapped home alone and bored.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get to you. Well, my question is, well, have either one of them been out with a large group? You know, have they just been strictly in quarantine and haven't gone out anywhere?
I mean, I think other than going to the grocery store or making a Target run or whatever, both of them have been working from home and trying to be pretty safe, but it's kind of like you could pick it up anywhere. You know, you go to the grocery store and get it. You could, you know, touch a handrail walking somewhere and pick it up, you know? Mm-hmm. So she's like, I think we've both been safe, but in those beginning stages of dating, it's so new and fresh. She's like, I don't want to interrogate him. Right. Like, that's not my place yet. We're not in a relationship. We're just meeting up. So it's so new that she feels like asking too many questions is presumptuous and seems invasive. But then she's like, ugh.
Is she looking for a real relationship or is she excited just to not see her cat?
Two cats. Yeah, I think she's ready, but she wants to see how it goes. I mean, she's not one of those that like wants to lock down a boyfriend after date number one. I mean, she's much more like, I want to, you know, see how the vibe is, see how things are going. And if we really connect, then I'm in. But am I really in for getting coronavirus?
Is it worth it? Is he worth it? That's the
question.
How hot is he?
She said pretty hot. And she said it's been real flirty. Mm-hmm. So she's really excited to get back out there. I'm just wondering if you guys could join us for group therapy this morning, 404-263-0941 or 51539. If you found yourself in this situation, do you bring it up beforehand? So you kind of know the parameters of the day. Hey, we're going to hang out, but I'm not comfortable kissing. Or is that presuming that he's going to want to kiss her? She's like, what if he doesn't even want to kiss me and I've already brought it up? You know? Or do you just see what happens on the date? What would you do?
Jen, I've got a really strong opinion about this, but you're not going to like it.
Oh, really?
Listening to her situation has kind of got me up in my feelings about this, and unfortunately, I don't think you are going to be happy with how I feel.
Okay. All right. We'll get Mark's strong opinion coming up next, plus yours, 404-263-0941, as group therapy continues next with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
How do you handle that first kiss after COVID? Asking for a friend of mine who's been chatting with a guy during the whole time. They're ready to meet up in person finally. And she wants to know, do they bring up kissing beforehand and have a conversation about it? Or is that presumptuous? Or should she just see how the first date goes? And if he goes in for the kiss, maybe be like, yeah, I'm not ready for that yet. How do you handle it? So hashtag awkward. 404-263-0941. Bill is here with Jen and Friends this morning. Hey, Bill, what do you think?
I think it's just the new STD, a socially transmitted virus. I say go out, get tested. If you don't have it, girl, get your cap on.
I love it, Bill. Thank you.
STV.
That's
like
a great advice.
Virus.
That's fantastic. All right, Mark, what's coming in on the text line? 51539.
This coming in from the 678. If she has been talking to him all this time, she should know that he doesn't have the Rona, or he would have told her. She needs to just enjoy the moment.
Okay, Curtis, you're our single guy on the show. If you had a date set up, maybe you've been chatting with somebody, because I know you got all kinds of people up in your DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're finally going to meet up in person. Do you talk about the physical part before the date, or is that just awkward?
You know, Jen, here's my thing. Make sure you use a lot of tongue, protect your veneers, don't bump your teeth into his, and just go in for the kill. Look, you've been locked up, he's been locked up. You just go ahead and just do the thing. That's what I'm saying.
Would you ask him to get a COVID test before you went out with him?
No. I don't think I'd worry about that. If you guys have been chatting and FaceTiming every day, then I think you know everything you need to know about this person as far as where he's been or where he's gone or if he's been out with a large group of people or, you know, some other strange thing that came over that you ain't know about. I wouldn't ask that question.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, because to me, you're not only the single guy on the show, you're also the one who's been a little bit more paranoid about
right.
coronavirus.
And, and I'm a germaphobe, but once again, I have been locked up in quarantine. I'm going in for the kill. It's been a long 12 weeks, Jen Hobby.
I'm telling you, that is how she's feeling too. She's like, I kind of almost don't even care. Just let me at him.
And you know what? If worse comes to worse, guess what? You could be quarantined together.
Marco, what do you think? You said you had a strong opinion on this.
I'm going to warn her. He has been pent up and he is coming in strong. And so it doesn't matter if you discuss it or not. At the end of that date, prepare. He's coming in, mouth open. He's ready for that kiss. Look, there is a really good chance he may try to get to more than just a kiss. There may be some under the shirt, over the bra action when it's all said and done, because he is ready to go. So if she feels it necessary, maybe request he go get a test, go make sure he doesn't have the Rona before they go on that first date, because he's coming in strong.
Okay. That's a dose of honesty. Appreciate that. All right. Jerry from Atlanta is here with Jen and Friends. Hey, Jerry, do you have any advice for my friend dating after COVID?
Yeah. Girl, don't do it. Let me tell you, people have been locked up. People have been in quarantine. They want to hit whatever is. It's like people coming back from war. You haven't hit nothing in months. So you're just ready to go for it. Don't do it. Don't do it, because it makes you look, to me, it makes you look a little desperate and cheap to me. You know, and plus, you don't know about this guy just because you've been talking on the phone or DMing or whatever. People lie. We know people lie. Mm-hmm. So it's not like mono anymore. You remember, like, when we were in high school and you called it kissing to see and you get mono and stuff like this. But you could die now. So, oh, no. No, 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 girl. No, don't do it.
I am so cheap and desperate.
Jerry, when do you think
all of this is awkward.
When do you think it'll be acceptable for her to kiss somebody that she's been seeing?
First off, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to, like, well, have you been tested? This is the new norm now. This is just the new norm now. You know, you make one mistake, you could die. I'm not being I might be paranoid or whatever. So make it a couple of days. You know, go out, have some fun, fist bump, you know, body bump or whatever. Just, like, not no bodily fluids. No.
What? But it's just a simple kiss. So what's so wrong about a simple kiss, though?
That's a bodily fluid. No.
But you're saying chest bump.
You can catch cold from people. You can catch many things from people. which means you can catch the Rona from people. No. No bodily fluids. No.
Okay. Well, call me COVID-19 because guess what? I'm going in for the kill.
Okay. And we will remember you with love.
I love you, Jerry. Please join the show anytime you want.
Thank you. I love you guys. You're the best.
We love you.
Thank you.
Bodily chest bumping, bodily fluids.
I love her.